Thank you, Mr. Whiteblood, and good afternoon to everyone here and on the webcast. 50 years ago, a Saint John Vianney was a prosperous little town in eastern Kentucky, and that's spelled J-E-A-N, capital V-I-A-N-N-E-Y. This town of about 1,300 people was located about 135 miles north of the city of Quebec. But on May 4th, 1971, the little village was partly destroyed by a landslide. At night at 10:45 p.m., the earth suddenly dropped approximately 100 feet, forming a canyon through which a river of liquefied clay flowed toward the river below, swallowing houses in its path. By the time the landscape had ended, just before midnight, 41 homes had been destroyed and 31 people had been killed. This disaster did not occur without warning. Several things happened during the weeks before that fateful night. Cracks appeared in the asphalt of two streets. The foundation of one of the houses fell 8 inches. 2 weeks before, residents heard a loud thump that seemed to come from under the houses. A farmer noticed that the backside of a 40-foot hill had disappeared. In its place was a V-shaped hill, maybe a hole, maybe 80 foot deep. And the week before, a resident complained about hearing water flowing under her house. You know, beneath the topsoil, the earth in this part of the province of Quebec is generally composed of clay with pockets of sand that run about 100 feet. When the pockets of clay become saturated with moisture, the pressure against the clay causes it to dissolve and it simply flows away. Now, the rains had been heavy the previous month in April, and the rain was slowly seeping into the soil and slowly liquefying the clay. Now, the landslide created a crater varying somewhere between 49 feet to 98 feet in depth. At its widest, the river of liquefied clay was a half mile across and extended for about a mile. And a research later indicated that this town, unfortunately, was built directly atop the site of another landslide that had occurred approximately 500 years earlier. You know, the town had not been built on a good foundation. Instead, it was built upon clay and sand. The residents had to be relocated. The poor foundation that the town was built upon in the end caused the town loss of property and loss of life. And the town had to be declared unsafe for habitation. It's hard to believe that something like this could happen. So, brethren, what about our spiritual foundation? Is it built on clay and sand like the earth was beneath St. John Vianney? I don't think so, but we will soon be in the middle of this world's Christmas, another month or so, and seems like in recent times we are getting bombarded more often with obstacles that try our spiritual foundation. So we must be constantly on guard to protect our minds from the influences around us. So I believe it will be a good time for us to look at our spiritual foundation to avoid having any unexpected landscapes in our spiritual lives, whether they be small or big. So I have 2 points to help us make our spiritual foundation stronger and for us to withstand the obstacles or landscape that come our way. The first point is that our spiritual foundation must be built on the right foundation. I remember when we lived in Pasadena, California, and there was an earthquake, one of several that we went through, that was centered in the nearby city with a magnitude of 5.6. Our house was built on a pier and beam foundation moved because it was not anchored to the foundation. And also our chimney fell, as all the other chimneys in the street fell and damaged. Thankfully, our house did not completely come off the foundation as some houses did. We had to get it anchored to the foundation as soon as possible. You know, so it is with our spiritual lives. We need to make sure that we are spiritually anchored to Jesus Christ. Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians 3. That's 1 Corinthians 3, and we'll read from 9 to 11. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building, according to the grace of God, which was given to me. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So we have to build on the right foundation. And of course, Jesus Christ is the true foundation. So any other foundation that we build upon, it will fail. On Matthew 7, you can turn there, on Matthew 7:24, the Bible tells us how solid our foundation should be. So in Matthew 7, verse 24 through 27, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I would liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But anyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was its fall. You know, unlike that town of St. John Vianney, we are told to build our spiritual house on the rock, not on the sand. Because when the rain and floods come and the wind blows, the house that is built on the rock will not fall. Of course, it is just not any rock. The Bible tells us more about that rock in 1 Corinthians 10. So as 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food. And in verse 4, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. So we should not build our spiritual foundation on clay or sand, but upon the rock, which is Jesus Christ. The second point is that we must be aware of any warning signs that might indicate that our spiritual foundation is showing signs of cracks or movements in the wrong direction. The landscape that partially destroyed that small town, you know, did not occur without any warnings. You know, our house, our current house, started developing cracks on the walls. And that was our warning that we need to have our concrete slab foundation checked out. The foundation company made repairs to stabilize the foundation of our house. But living in this area, we've had to call the foundation company a couple of times, and they have made further adjustments. You know, we must heed any warning that our spiritual foundation might be sliding. And if we see that happening, we need to do something about it and get closer to God. Some of those cracks are slow and gradual, and most do not appear suddenly. You know, we need to repair those spiritual cracks quickly. You know, maybe our prayer and Bible study are not where they should be. We might need to spend more time in prayer and studying God's word. That might also mean setting aside more time for fasting to get closer to God. You know, a little crack in our foundation, if not corrected, can soon get bigger and harder to repair. You know, drifting from God's way of life can lead to further cracks. When the spiritual storms come, we need to be grounded on spiritual truth. You know, the residents of St. John Vianney thought they had built the town on top of a solid foundation, but it turned out to be clay and sand instead. In past, you know, we have seen many brethren whose spiritual foundation was not built on the right foundation, and they began to slide. When change came, they did not have that solid foundation to fall on, and they kept on sliding. You know, that small town of St. John Vianney was built upon clay and sand. In contrast, we need to make sure that our spiritual foundation is solid. Our foundation must be built on the rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. So let's be anchored in God's word so we can have a rock solid foundation.